Okay. We're picking up here in Simen Reish Nun. And the Chaver tells us that Yashkim Abokab Yam Shishi Lahakin Sechay Shabbos Ahil Yesh Lakama Avadim Shamsham. A person should be involved Friday morning, early in the morning, to get involved for Kabbat Shabbos. Yishtad, even if other people are doing things, you should still do it yourself. The beginning of the second parak Kedushin tells us that great Amoraim were involved in the Shabbos preparations. We have to learn if these great Rabbanim were involved themselves. Certainly, we should be involved. That itself is covered, our covered to v'chavid Shabbos. Says the Rama, "V'yesh l'hashkes asakin erev Shabbos ki zehu covered Shabbos shemichin atzmo la'achila." Today, we don't usually have to sharpen our knives. They're good quality knives. It's not necessary. But the idea is, whatever is necessary. If the light burnt out, so fix the light before Shabbos. You should have more covered Shabbos, more onik Shabbos. You should try to make the house ready for Shabbos. This halacha comes from a Gemara in Shabbos of Kufid Zayin of Lahashkim. You're supposed to get up in the morning. It's a question what the geder is exactly. You can daven first. There's a whole discussion. If you think you're not going to have challahs, if you don't go first thing in the morning, they're going to run out of the type of challahs you want. So maybe four davening should be mutter. It's considered tzorchei mitzvah. All things being equal, most of us lives in places where there are enough things. You can go daven first, and then you do. But it should be right away in the morning. Again, if a person has a seder limud, they always learn daf yomi. They can do it after the seder limud. But all things being equal, here in yeshiva, so you put out the Shabbos tablecloths. They put out, you set your timer at home. Whatever it is, something that do something kavod Shabbos. You don't do everything. In fact,
similar to the idea of yada, it should be the first thing that you do.
Yeah, the first thing you do in the morning. Yeah, okay. To show the importance of kavod Shabbos. In terms of kniyot, it's the same thing. If you go shopping on Tuesday and Wednesday, go shopping on Friday. It shows Kabbat Shabbos. Often it's not practical. If you want to buy raw chicken on Friday morning, you're going to have a lot of pressure to get it ready. So things you have to buy earlier, you buy earlier. There's an idea of trying to show things that are Kabbat Shabbos. People have a minhag to say they're doing it on Kabbat Shabbos. You're buying on Kabbat Shabbos. Even saw Shaila, a discussion of, is it a neder? A person buys a dessert to Kabbat Shabbos. Now he wants to serve it to Thursday night. He has guests. Does he have to save it for Shabbos? There's an Indian of trying to do things with Kabbat Shabbos. In our day and age, the reality is that we have a fridge, we have a freezer, so the more you do earlier, it's usually better. So it's true there's an added benefit of doing it closer to Shabbos, shows Kabbat Shabbos, but there's also often a downside that increases the stress in the home. So generally speaking, I think it's probably better to go shopping earlier and to do things earlier. But you do some things on Friday. I think most of us have the problem we leave too much for the last minute. Right. And that's not Kavod Shabbos either. The Mishnah brings down, there's also an Indian to taste Tafshilim and Kavod Shabbos. People are makvid, the whole discussion in the 9 days, can you taste the Fleshik Tafshilim? If you're makvid to do that, then it could be its motor. But I don't know, most of us aren't makvid in every Tafshil to taste. On Shabbos also.
Kavod Shabbos is making sure that the taste is good.
You say he maybe needs more salt. And he's like, I don't know how many people are careful with that. But on Shabbos itself, there's Indian to taste all the machalim Kavod Shabbos. Some of the Chronim wonder, is it right to say the Kavod Shabbos? You're eating. Halavai, everything is Kavod Shabbos. Maybe it's also the Kavod your stomach. So is it Mechzik Shikra? So the Pasha is not a problem. It's also the Kavod Shabbos. It's not the... But some suggest you should say Onik Shabbos. Hashem Onik Shabbos or something like that. In any case... there's an Indian of getting ready for Shabbos and doing it yourself, mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucha, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Second Parak Kedushin. The Nesif is an interesting comment. The Nesif argues that by a Hechsher mitzvah, we don't generally say mitzvah bo Yosef Mishlucha. It's a Hechsher mitzvah ksuvah v'torah. Since Echino Sheraviyu, it says by Sukkos, Chag HaSukkos Taslacha, there's certain Hechsher mitzvahs, if they're Mufurish, then we say there's mitzvah ba'yus mishlucha. But stam, is there an inyan to make your own tefillin as opposed to buying your tefillin? No, you can buy your tefillin lechatchila. There's no mitzvah ba'yus mishlucha by making your tefillin, because there it doesn't say. It's actually interesting. By mezuzah, it says uksaftim. I don't know if you tell you that there's inyan to dafka write your own mezuzah. I don't know, but here it seems like there's an inyan to be involved. Even if you have mishartim and people to help, there's anything involved yourself in the preparation of Shabbos on some level.
Is there two halakim to the mitzvah, or the mitzvah really is the kriya of the mitzvah?
Mitzvah is really the kriya, but lashon is uksaftim, which is interesting. So I don't know what the Nesi would say about that. Would there be an inyan of lechatchila, or maybe appointing the sofer as your shaliach? I don't know. In any case. You have a din over here of Kavod Shabbos, and it's a very, very important halacha. The Rama, the Mechaber continues, V'yarev basar yayin u'gdonos kafi chalto. You should have a lot of delicacies on Shabbos, basar and yayin. Technically, Shabbos is not like Yontif. There's no mitzvah simcha. There's no mitzvah oneg. Simcha has specific hagdoras in terms of basar v'yayin. Yontif, you're supposed to have basar v'yayin. It's a Shabbat that applies to Kol Moed or just Yontif, but there is a din of basar v'yayin in Yontif. At least for men, women appreciate begadim tzivonim. Shabbos, there's no such din, it's oneg. So if you like eating fish, so have fish. You like milchiks, have milchiks. But at the same time, there is a more objective kavod, what's considered kavod. So if a person says he likes milchiks because he just doesn't like having a heavy stomach, but he really knows a fleishiks is more geschmack and it's more fancy, so you should have fleishiks. Meaning, b'chlal, there's the inyan of kavod yom, Kavodim and Kavod Laila. There's any of the Kavod Yom should be. Sometimes people have guests. Oh, at night they have guests. They make real dishes, fleishiks. In the daytime, they can eat light. But that's not right. It's not that they like light. It's just that they know fleishiks is more mechobed. They just aren't mechavet Shabbos. That's not right. If a person really is a vegetarian, they really like milchiks, and that's okay. If they really enjoy milchiks.
So there's a bit of objective kavod, almost the Shabbos.
So that's the question. How do you gauge that? There is a din of kavod yom more kavod laila. When I say objective, it's certainly subjective in that it's what you like. It's oneg. So yontif is objective. It's really din of basar v'yayin. And then you have an issue. Let's say I really don't like meat. Should I have anyway? So maybe by wine. Should at least by wine, basar might be less significant. We don't have karbanos today, so the basar chulin might not be the ikar simcha. Maybe the basar kachim is the ikar simcha. But Shabbos is really subjective. When I say subjective, you have to be honest with yourself. If you really like milchiks more, that's one thing. But if you really think fleishiks is more mechuvud, and you just are in the mood, because it's easier to make a milchik meal, or it feels a little bit heavy, so then don't eat as much, but have fleishiks. I mean, have the Gemara in Maseches Beitzot of Tzayin Ibn Aleph tells us the kol mezosav shel adam ktsuvim lo Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah chutz mehotzos shavasos v'yom tovim. So you're supposed to spend money on Kavod Shabbos and buy whatever the McDonald's are. You don't have to go overboard. Sometimes people feel like you have to overeat on Shabbos, eat unhealthy, eat too much. That's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. People eat so much, they have to go to sleep, they can't learn. That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat betuv tam, to eat nice machalim, the Kavod Shabbos. Peseder. Moving on to Simon Reish Nun. So Chazal wanted to make sure that people would have time to be osek in Kavod Shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos. And therefore, they said that you shouldn't do malacha on Erev Shabbos after Mincha. What does Mincha mean? This is Machlokas. Does Mincha mean after Chatzos, after Mincha Gdola? Or does Mincha mean Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours into the day, as opposed to 6.5 hours, or six? Lamaisa, we're Mekel, that we assume that the Isser of doing Malacha only applies in the late afternoon. There's also a question, what does it mean in a row of Simen Bracha? Does it mean it's Usser? Or just means it's not recommended? You won't get the Simen Bracha. So we assume Taka it's Usser. It's Taka Usser. But we're still Mekel that it only applies to the later part of the afternoon. Now, there are a lot of exceptions to this rule. What does the Isser actually include? So we hold the mincha ketana. If you do malacha derech keva, aval im also so derech harai lefi shah lekava alea shari. Chaimut alichta v'ger shlomin v'chol kiyotzi b'zeh. So the Rama says the isra is to be kovei malacha, to be kovei malacha. I'm going to do some project. If I'm going to just do one small thing, derech harai, so it's mutter. The example he gives, you want to write a letter. So you write a letter, it takes 10 minutes, you write a letter. It's not equivalent to writing an email. That would be mutter. It would be aser to have a project, to some type of, you're a sofer, you're going to, you write a, you know, a mezuzah. That already takes a long time. But there's still heterim. There are heterim as the Mechaber continues, v'latakim v'gadol v'kelo v'tzorach Shabbos mutter kol hayom. If it's tzorach Shabbos, it's mutter. So if you need a mezuzah, because you don't have one, so you can write one. If you need to fix your garments l'kavod Shabbos, it's mutter. V'u'adin b'gdei chaveiro im v'u tzorach Shabbos v'ein al nosal of schar. Says the Ramah, if you want to fix somebody else's garments, you can't get money paid for it. It has to be done. It seems like here it's not obvious as l'kavod Shabbos, and therefore the hacker is not getting paid. A person wants to write chidushim, that's tzarech mitzvah, is also a heter. Aval also lichtav chaveiro b'schar. V'safer kol yom afilu b'safer l'Yisrael. So by tisporas we assume you're allowed to get paid for it because it's the kavod Shabbos. It's moving me'elav, like I said, it's moving me'elav. That's the kavod Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchaza wonders: are you allowed to clean the stairs? People hire in the building. You hire somebody to clean the stairs. So he's getting paid for it. So is it included in, you know, like big de chaveiro? She can't take schar. Or do you say that no? It's more kavod Shabbos. Yeah. It's nikkur as kavod Shabbos. So imagine the minhag is assumed that nikkur is kavod Shabbos. You know, person sewing, you don't know why he's sewing. It's not clear. If you're cleaning the stairs, so now you know it's going to be clean for Shabbos. So it's a little more obvious. It's not so clear because it's not in your body. It's not in your. But
so the reason that you wouldn't take the schar is just as a hacker for something ambiguous, but something that's clearly for Shabbos.
Then you can even take schar. V'yesh la'adam l'may t'ksas b'limud of erev Shabbos k'teish yachin. Tzorche Shabbos, Tzmtuik, and the Ramah, Lamait, Ktsas. Some people are very macro, they don't want to learn anything on Friday. But I remember when I was a Bacher, Rav Lichtenstein was very macro to give Shira on Friday. He said that things are open on Friday, shouldn't be, we make a Gesher. Friday is Friday, we should learn on Friday, you give Shira. So certainly you should learn on Friday, but the might a little bit in order to be prepare the Kavod Shabbos. So a lot of details here. Like I said, we assume that taka is a real iser. It's only iser by malacha. It's not an iser by pragmatia. So business, certainly if you have a store, you're selling food. People need food to cover Shabbos. But let's say you have a store, you're selling other things. Nobody's going to buy a sofa. And you know. But still, the poskim say that pragmatia is not like malacha. Malacha, you get involved. You want to finish the project. You start a project, you want to finish it. A store, you can close it up whenever you want. Every sale is a few minutes. So a mela, it's not considered a malacha, and it's not aser and Rav Shabbos. It's hard to understand because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to be in the store. You're not going to be getting ready for Kavod Shabbos. So some folks can say at least an hour for Shabbos you should close. And also, if you're a worker, often it's very nogea for the worker. The worker, certainly in America, you people are, the maasik is not Jewish, the owner is not Jewish, and he's making you work. So like this, you're allowed to work, you're allowed to, again, you have to make sure you leave in time to get back for Shabbos and give yourself a little time in case there's a traffic, whatever. But Ikra din, the Isra Malacha wouldn't apply to a worker, even if he's not doing Malacha. You're working in a sweatshop, you're making, it's not included. So we have a heter of Pragmatia. We have a heter of malacha that's nikkur l'kavod Shabbos. We have a heter of malacha l'tzorach mitzvah. We have a heter of malacha that's arai. Arai would be, it's a small thing. It's not a big project. It takes a few minutes. It's hard to know exactly what the geder is, but it seems like there's a lot of leeway. And there's this geder of a malachas uman without taking schar, which isn't so relevant. But theoretically, if you're you're a tailor, so you can fix something. So malachas uman, again, sewing a button wouldn't be included. That would be arai. Sewing a button would be mutter. But if you want to get paid, even if you get paid to sew a button, but if you're doing all, you're making a dress. So then it's true it's kavod Shabbos, but it's also nikkur. So maybe you don't take schar on that work. So that would be permissible. Seder, questions, comments?
I'm a little embarrassed to say that, but I don't think I ever heard of this before in my life.
Okay, growing in America, it's hard because,
is there one thing from this that, like, everyone agrees that you shouldn't do?
Yeah, I
mean,
something
that's kind of like
something
you
are going to mow your lawn on Erev Shabbos. Mowing the lawn takes a while, depending how big your lawn is. You're going to start mowing your lawn at 3 in the afternoon on Friday? It's not right. I saw that Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Sukkos, you're building a sukkah. This actually happens sometimes, like there's Shabbos between Yom Kippur.
Right,
you're pressed for time. So I built my sukkah on Friday afternoon because Sunday was Erev Yom Tov. So like I didn't want to have. So, okay, Sarach Mitzvah, you could say the Sarach Mitzvah maybe, I don't know. It's not the mitzvah you really need now, but you have to do other things. So if it's not a Sarach Mitzvah, it's the wrong thing to do. You're going to paint your deck, on Erev Shabbos. It's not right. That would be us, sir.
What about writing a book? Let's say you're in the middle of...
So here, it's brought down that you're allowed to... Who atin l'misha kosif svarim atzmanet limudu. So if you're tichidushim, the principle that the post can bring down is that anything that would be mutar on cholamoyed would be mutar on Erev Shabbos. So at Cholamoyed we have a lot of, we have Davar Aved, and we have Tzarchei Rabin, and we have Paul Shein Malach, there are a number of exceptions. All those apply. Those apply even on Erev Pesach. I should mention, Erev Pesach is a special din. Erev Pesach is Zman HaKrav HaKorban. So we're more machmir, both in terms of time, that we start already for Chatzos, not just Mkhtana, and also in terms of the Hagdara, we're more machmir on Erev Pesach. But even Erev Pesach, whatever is mutar on cholamoyed, we assume is mutar on Erev Pesach, certainly on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. You're asking, what about a person who's editing a book? So, is that mutter? So the person, someone's going to say that's not considered a malacha because it's just like on your computer. It's not strenuous. It's not something. And I'm not 100% sure where to draw the line, frankly, because you can get involved in it. You can get to mamish, and if the whole purpose isn't that you're going to forget. I don't know. Some things we have like malacha is like, oh, you're going to forget to daven. You're going to forget to. It's also part of the cheshbon here. We'll see you soon, but. It takes away from Kavod Shabbos. So if a person has a wife who's going to take care of everything, so there's more leeway because in terms of Tzarchei Shabbos, everything's taken care of. But there still seems to be this idea that it's not pasnit to be Kovei Malacha and Erev Shabbos. First of all, there's always extra things to do. Unless you're going to a hotel, there's more things you need to do in your... And it seems like it's also just like objectively not Kavod Shabbos to be involved in other things right before Shabbos. You have to be waiting across on Malka. So it's not so hard to be Makvid because it's only Minchat Ketana. And there are Heterim. Like I said, mowing the lawn certainly would be the wrong thing to do. I don't know if you want to edit a book, so you could argue it's only a Rai, it's not a strenuous. I'm not 100% sure I'm the guy. Here in Israel, the minhag is to close the stores on Erev Shabbos. That's just because Sunday is a work day, so Friday is like a half a. Some people don't work at all on Friday, and some people work half a day on Shabbos. I don't know if that's like a begeder minhag that there's already usher to leave your store open. You're allowed to leave your store open, as long as you make sure that you leave enough time to close up in terms of getting back to home before Shabbos, not to chas v'shalom be involved in any chal Shabbos b'shogeg.
Shabbos says that you won't see siman bracha and that malacha.
Right. Well, you assume it's also Aser. The Mishnah Berurah, I think the Ver Halacha assumes that it's like an Iser. It's not only just a Klala, but it's actually an Iser as well. In terms of getting a haircut, so it's brought down in Hilchos Tefillah, that you're not supposed to get a haircut b'zman mincha. You were worried you're going to get involved in the haircut. The minhag is not to be choshish for it on Friday. It's Kavod Shabbos to take a haircut. So you can take a haircut at home. First of all, the chances that our scissors are going to break or that we're going to get so involved. We live in a different world. It's just like taking a shower. It's not going to a bathhouse. We're going to be there for hours. So our minhag is to be meikel with this. We also have here in Eretz Israel a siren that reminds you to go to mincha. America's no siren, but still the minhag is to be meikel.
Flappers that had a siren for a while.
Oh yeah?
People used to complain about it.
Right. Some people the Seder. Okay, there. let's move on to Simon Reish Nun Bet. Mutar lahaskel b'lacha v'erev Shabbos samach l'chasheicha afal b'yishe'ino yachal l'gomer v'od yom. It's interesting. We just said you're not supposed to do malacha on Erev Shabbos. Seems like here you're just being maskil malacha. You're not getting involved. You're just starting something. So that would be like a rai, if you will. And it's mutar here, even if the malacha is going to continue on Shabbos. The iser of malacha on Shabbos is for a person to do malacha. We're not mitzvah on Shvisas Kalim. So a person turns on the water. And the whole Shabbos, it's watering his lawn. That's not an iser of Zareya. He's not being mashka Zarayim because he turned it on before. So the Chaver says, "Mutar l'haskel malacha erev Shabbos samach l'chasheicha afal pi she'ino yachal l'gomer v'od yom." V'hi nigmeres me'aleh v'Shabbos kigon lishros dio v'samamanim v'imayim v'heim nishrim kol haShabbos. They would make die. They would make
So let the mixture sit.
So let the mixture sit. So it sits, and that's how the you want to write. So you need dio. How do you say in English? You need
ink.
So you want to make the ink. So you're allowed to put it in erev Shabbos. You leave it be. Unless it's unin, a gudah shall pishtan l'tanu kadesh yislavnu. You want to make garments, so you have to start from scratch. So you take pishtan, and you heat them in a tanner, and you let them sit there. You put them in Erev Shabbos, it's heating up on Shabbos, it's not a problem, it's not your problem. Unless it's semer l'secha yore, you want to dye the semer, the wool, to get the color. She'ena la'esh v'hi tucha batit. So here there's a concern that you might start to fidget with it, you're going to maybe touch the fire, so are you going to start mixing the wool to make it absorb the tzeva? So if there's no concern that you're going to be fidgeting with it, fundamentally, the fact that you did it before Shabbos and it's continuing to happen is not your problem. Also, if the pot is opened, it's not sealed shut, so there's a concern you're going to start stirring it, so the tzeva will be mispashet evenly. That's us. Shemi yagis b'kaf, amegis b'kdera, filu eina ala eish, chayev vishum b'vashas, m'vashal, tzavaya, v'chule. Umudu l'gnes b'tzudas chayev ofas, you want to set a trap. So to set a trap on Shabbos, that's us. But to set it before Shabbos, not a problem. Heni tzodi m'shach. Umutur, limkor eina yehudi latino samuch l'chasheich. You can sell something to a guy, and he's going to come and take it from your house right before your Shabbos. He has to leave before Shabbos. If I sell them Friday afternoon, sell my lawnmower, so he can't take it on Shabbos. Because if he takes it on Shabbos, it looks like maybe I sold it. It looks, no, he already paid me before, but maybe it looks like he, either that I sold it on Shabbos, or it looks that like I asked him to take it out. There's no Erev, let's say. So if he takes it out, it's before Shabbos mutar. Some say that he can take it out on Shabbos. Let's say he told him, listen, this corner of the garage, it's your corner. It's as if it's yours. Some of those mutter, yesh la'achmir, it's better be machmir. V'shasat cha'akadol, or if the guy is very violent, we're concerned that he's going to make tzaras. I sold him, and he didn't have a chance to pick it up. He wants his lawnmower. So you're allowed to be mekel v'shasat cha'ak. But all things being equal, it doesn't look good for the guy to take the goods from you on Shabbos.
I just want to go back to the thing of the trap for a second.
Yeah.
Meaning the putting the dioy or whatever, putting something in the oven before Shabbos, like the mice and malacha happens
right
before Shabbos, whereas
right.
I don't know much about tzav, but I would assume that you put out the trap, that the actual tzeda of the animal is going to be the mice and malacha. So like, aren't you like setting up the mice and malacha?
But that's the hetter. Meaning even by the other cases, the tzvia is continuing to happen on Shabbos. The we pass them like Beis Hillel. There's no iser of Shvisas Kalim. So if I set up a system, forget about that. Let's say I set it on a timer. I want my lawn to be watered on Shabbos. So you're allowed to set a timer to have the lawn be watered on Shabbos because I'm not doing anything. The timer's doing it. So Meimela, there's no iser of Shvisas Kalim. We'll see soon, a little later, that there's an issue of Afshar Milsa, of making noise. It shouldn't be not Shabbistic. But fundamentally, it's mutter. Fundamentally, the Isser is a malacha, and Shvisas Kalim is mutter on Shabbos.
What about setting a trap on Shabbos? Meaning not trapping.
Setting a Shabbos on Shabbos, so if the animal is right away caught, that's Isser Deraisa. If it's going to be caught a few hours, it's only Drabanan. But it's still Isser Drabanan to set up on Shabbos. You're basically doing like Grama. But to do before Shabbos, that's already mutter. Now, Now, the poskim are aware that this can get out of control. So Rav Moshe has a truth about this, and other poskim say, listen, today we can make everything on the timer. You can keep your factory open on Shabbos. So it's also on Kavod Shabbos. So they're very wary about allowing this, you know, in industrial level. Or even at home, meaning if you really want your TV to go on Shabbos, or even your radio, you know, it's Zilzal Kavod Shabbos. So we try to limit this. The Minhag Yisrael is for your lights, for your air conditioner, for your plot, the things that are necessary to enhance your Kavod Shabbos, Onig Shabbos. And, you know, even though you might like to listen to Beethoven on Shabbos, we're not going to say that's going to, that might enhance your Onig Shabbos, but it's also going to ruin Shabbos. So we're not going to let you put the radio on a timer. This issue comes up also in terms of food preparation. Can you put, you have a bread maker, can you put it on a timer? It's going to make bread Shabbos morning. Oh, it'll be schmack. We tell you not to do that because it's pasnit. But to turn the plot on to make it easier enough, because otherwise you have to have a blech on the whole Shabbos. So it's a minhag today, most people don't leave a blech on the whole Shabbos. They have a plot on a timer. That minhag is to be makel with this.
Is there also an issue with like a nailit or something like that, or for making new, if you make new food, or?
It's an interesting question. Would that be us or else nailit?
Or something being cooked on Shabbos.
Right. I'm not sure. I have to.
Also, I just thought, this is a little bit off topic, but when something is cooked on Shabbos, is that a Shabbos issue, or is that an issue in the food? Like, would you categorize that under Shabbos or Kashrus? The question came up today.
It's both, really. I mean, it's also that it comes up in Shabbos, there's certain knossos of shogeg, amazed, we have to get to it. And the next simon actually deals with Shiana Chazara, where we're more machmir. But it also could potentially be an issue, you know, are the kalim usser? That's the question you're asking. In terms of kashrus, as a kalim usser, that's a different question, which is, let's say in the army, you know, the kalim, everything's buster chalav is fine, but lemaisa, another Jew cooked an egg this morning, so in Moshe Shabbos, can you use that same frying pan to the blias of Maisa Shabbos? Does Maisa Shabbos create blias that are usser? That's a machlokas. It's primarily a Hilchos Shabbos issue. But it can also be a Hilchos Kashrus issue. Okay. Anyway, so getting back, I'm not sure. It's a good question about the, you know, if you would put the bread maker on a timer, is there another issue besides for the Zilzal Kavod Shabbos? But certainly, the Zilzal Kavod Shabbos is an issue, and that's why it's not recommended. V'seder, the Mechaber continues with Beis. Chaver tells us, "Mutar litein v'gadav l'kolbeis in Yehudi v'oros la'abdon." You can give your clothing to a non-Jewish laundromat or dry cleaner. V'oros la'abdon, or oros that they're going to process to make leather. Peru sha'uman shema'abed u'metakein ha'oros. So as long as you're katzus damim, the second case of he's doing you a favor because, you know, he owes you a favor, it's less shchiach. But fundamentally, you're allowed to give your clothing to the laundromat or to the dry cleaner a few minutes before Shabbos. Not a problem. You can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You can't tell him I'm picking it up Saturday night, because then he has no time to do it. But you want to bring your car to the mechanic on Friday afternoon, no problem. You'll pick it up on Monday afternoon. He has time. He could do it from Monday morning to Monday afternoon. He could do it on Sunday, meaning he has time to do it on his own cheshvan. There is a question. I think we spoke about this in the past. Let's say you give it to Friday afternoon and you tell him, I'm going to pick it up Monday morning. Now, you know he's all closed on Sunday. So he's open on Shabbos. He's closed on Sunday. So you know that he could come in on Sunday. So is that enough? Is it the fact that he could come in on Sunday enough? That's not so pasha, because it could be that since you know he's closed, you're really asking him to do it on Shabbos. But okay. Lemaisa, generally, you don't tell him exactly when you want it by. You just give it to him. So you give it to him. On Monday morning, he's going to call you to tell you it's ready. That's not your problem. You didn't tell him to do it, to have it ready on Monday morning. He's not doing it in your house. There's no mar, he's doesn't. He's doing it in the shop. That's not your problem. Says the Ramavi, if you didn't give him a price, which isn't really relevant today, today he always, you know, there's always a price. I mean, even if he doesn't tell you what it is, you, whatever he tells you, you're going to pay. Meaning, it's like the Yesh Chalkim also love Echina of the Hanu B'Tovas Hana. Vimra also Malachta B'Shabes. Vimahaya also B'Tovas Hana. Tzarek Lomer Lashem Liyasa B'Shabes. If you see him doing it to you as a favor, so you see him, you know, so you give, I don't know, your talis on Friday afternoon, your weekly talis, give it on Friday afternoon. You see Shabbos morning, he's correcting your talis. So does that looks funny? But Lemaisa, we're always cut. We always have a set price. And by the talis, you don't know whose talis it is anyway. It's just a Jew's talis. You know, it doesn't have your name on it, you know, usually. Yeah. And you know, it does, it's always cut. So Mikra did his mutter, as long as you don't ask him to do it on Shabbos, and you don't ask him to have it ready immediately after Shabbos, so it's a daita to atzmo, and it's mutter in these circumstances. Okay. Gimel. Ha'isam alecha mufrasemes yadua shehi shal yisrael va'osa shal osa makum furzim tov lahach mil esar. If it's like yadua that belongs to a Jew, then it's very machmir. Like I said, usually today, it's cuts. Once it's cuts, I think we're mekel. I think if you look at the mechaber, Mr. Brewer here, Chavtalid, speaks about this case of. He's washing your talis. So I think because we are though, but he says since it's cuts, there's no chshad. Okay, so that's seder. This issue comes up in terms of doing a radio show or a television show, and they're going to play it on Shabbos. Is that a problem? It says over here in the Mechaber, "Welcome for Shabbos, Yadua Shishal Yisrael." Also, "Welcome for Shabbos, Tov LaHachmir Lesser." So I recorded the show on Friday, and they're going to play it on Shabbos. So people are going to see that Jews Michal Shabbos. So the Eitzah they say is you should always they say like pre-recorded or something. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's more complicated because here in Eretz Yisrael, the Jew is going to be working on Shabbos. To even though it was recorded Erev Shabbos, a Jew is involved in on Shabbos in
uploading
whatever has to be done. So this is an issue that came up a few years ago. There was a Rav, try to remember the details, more and more open-minded Rav. He was into teaching Tanakh, teaching Parsha to Amcha. So people listen to the radio, so they should also have a Parsha, a 5-minute Parsha section, Shabbos morning. So he's going to record it on Friday. And then on Shabbos morning, the people, they shouldn't just listen to politics, they should also listen to the Parsha. If they listen to the radio, at least they should listen to Torah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a good thing? Or he's saying, no, make a taste. You're causing people to, it's a Chilul Hashem. A Jew is teaching Torah on the radio on Shabbos. No, he's not teaching Torah, he taught on Friday. They uploaded it on Shabbos morning. Somebody's uploading it. Is it better that they upload Parsha? Is it better they talk about politics? So it's not a Parsha Shaila. You can hear Sadan L'chan L'chan. The claim that it's a Chilul Hashem certainly rings true. At the same time, the claim that it's better they listen to Torah for a few minutes than they only hear politics is also, and the guy behind the desk is going to be uploading something. So either they'll be uploading, music, or they'll be uploading a parsha for it. So maybe in a chinami, it's a good thing. So it's an interesting question that was raised, and it's something chan l'chan. Okay. Dalet. Kol shekotzatz afal pi sheyasa in Yehudi melacha b'shabbos mutli yisur lubosh kli b'shabbos atzma. So the Mechaber says, if we establish a fixed price, even if the goy did the malach on Shabbos, mutar lulbosh akli b'Shabbos. So I had a goy sew me a suit, tailor me a suit. So even though he tailored it on Shabbos, I can wear it. It's considered a day to the nafshe. Some say that it's usher if you know the goy did malach on Shabbos. When a guy does malach on Shabbos for a Jew, you have to wait after Shabbos b'shir k'desh yazu, because we don't want a situation where you're going to ask him. So we want to give it like a knas of sorts. So if it took him an hour to do, you have to wait an hour after Shabbos and only then wear the suit. So the Ramah says l'chadchila we try to be machmir, but if you really need it, since the daita is an afshe, it's really mutter. If you're not sure when he finished it, that's only if he sends it to you. You can't go into the store. You can't go into the goy store and pick up your suit. If he sends it to you to your home, so if you're not sure he finished on Shabbos, it's mutter. And even if you are sure he finished on Shabbos, it's tzarech kodo. We hold you can rely on the mechaver and you can wear the suit on Shabbos. Well, any Yehudi osem min alayim al mikach. If a goy has an assembly line, he's making shoes. He didn't order shoes. He's just making shoes. You can go to him if he knows you. You can't pay on Shabbos. But if he says, okay, after we'll deal with it after Shabbos, I'll take care of the cheshbon after Shabbos, that's mutter. You can't set a price. That would be a problem of mekach or mimkar. The Mishnah says that bechal is a shtickle of the chol to go into the store, you know, and to take a pair of shoes off the shelf and wear them. It doesn't look so good. So it's better to avoid it. There's a question of the din of uvdin lechol. It's rather what the gather is. Is everything uvdin lechol? What exactly is? So there's a tshuva Rambam where he speaks about things that are connected to malacha, things that will bring you towards malacha, you know, tircha yaseira. It's not so clear if this is included in that. Is this really, there's no tircha yaseira picking up a pair of shoes, and it's not really going to bring you to malacha of pashtus. It's not. No one
would say that it's Shabbos
thing. Right. So like when people post can say it's not Shabbos thing. So some people are very, very generous with that phrase, and they apply it everywhere. The question is really true, Alpidin, meaning it's not so clear. Again, at the same time, you have to protect the sanctity of Shabbos. You have to protect
that's
it.
That's what I don't know much. I'm just saying it's very weird. It's a very strange thing to go in and not pay money and take stuff from your store.
It's a different mitzvah. It's different mitzvah. Today, you never know the store owner. Used to be there was like one sadlar in your shtetl, and he was your next door neighbor. So he's your next door neighbor. So you say he knows I'm the yid.
And he has
right. So my shoe rips. I need a shoe. And also don't forget today, if your shoe rips, you take a different pair of shoe. Everybody has a Shabbos shoe, and a weekday shoe, and a beach shoe, and a Tisha B'Av shoe. Everybody has six pairs of shoes. Once upon a time, you had one pair of shoes. And it's snowing, so your shoe ripped. What are you going to do? You go barefoot? So it was a tzarech. So you go to the next door to the guy and you take the shoe and you don't pay. You pay after
Shabbos. The core of what he's describing does not have to be over the chol in every historical context.
Right. I think going to the mall on Shabbos would be more over the chol,
right,
potentially. But even then, the question of what is over the chol, can you say everything that doesn't look like Shabbos stick is over the chol, which it could be. I mean, that's how many posts can assume, but it's not so clear in the sources. The Rambam didn't assume that way. The Rambam assumes you have to have a tircha gedola or something that's going to lead you to a malacha. You know, it's not clear if that would fit the category here, meaning... Okay.
There were 2 times in my life that I spent Shabbos in Manhattan. Uh-huh. And the entire time it felt like
the whole reality of things, right? Yes, you're not used to seeing.
Especially on a Shabbos morning, like everyone's, you know, like recovering from their weekend and hangover.
It's a different reality.
Yeah, it just didn't feel at all like, you know, I'm used to flat and Flatbush. It really feels like Shabbos.
Right, there aren't cars, right? Right.
No, all the stores are closed.
Right. So. The Seder. Hey, mutar liftoch mayim lagina v'hem nimshachim v'holchim v'kol haShabbos. Mentioned before, you can turn on the hose before Shabbos, and it continues. You can also turn off the hose. If you turn off a minute before Shabbos, turn on the hose. You can turn it off later. That's mutar. Turning off is not a malacha. We can put it on a timer. Some poskim don't recommend putting it on a timer if it's going to make a lot of noise. Sometimes the water system is very loud, and it's going to take away from Kavod Shabbos. We'll see you soon in a minute. Chava continues. V'laniach kilor sam refush nosim ala ayin av ala ayin av bisha asr l'nicho v'shabbos. You can put a bandage with some medicine on it, even though it's something you wouldn't do on Shabbos, midin refuah. But if you're doing it on Shabbos, it's mutter, even though the medicine is going to continue to be absorbed in your body on Shabbos. They used to burn this besamim to make the clothes smell good. So you put the besamim on the fire, and you let it sit there, and all of Shabbos, or for an hour or two, whatever it is, it's going to be burning the besamim and going into the clothing. You did it before Shabbos, it's mutter. Apparently here there's no chashash shem yechate v'chalim, because if you would be mechate, it would make the smell bad. You don't want to have the you want the besamim to burn, not the coals. You put in, you want to make beer, so you put in the s'orim, that's mutter. To anim be, hold on a second. And Shabbos is taka aser. Okay, fine. That's Simon Shin Lamed Vav. V'to'anin v'koras beis abad v'hagat v'bo'od yom shal zesiv anavim. If you crush the grapes, and on Shabbos the wine continues to come out, that's okay. You have to crush them. You have to start the process. But that's mutter. V'ashem v'ayayin ha'yosiv hem mutter. It's not even nolad. V'chein boser v'melilos shariskan v'bo'od yom. So as long as you're merasic, as long as you started the, you put the pressure on it, so then it's mutter. You can put, if you have a, what's it called? A water...
Water mill,
thank you. So there's a windmill, there's a water mill. So you can put the chita in the mill, and then the water is going to move the machinery, and it's going to grind the wheat on Shabbos. It's mutter, because you did it before Shabbos. But here, the Rama says, and we're not concerned that it makes noise, the Rama is saying. So the Rama brings the Yesh Osrim, the things that make a lot of noise, it's not pasnit. That's our minak, not to have things that make a lot of noise. If it's hefsid, it's mutter. You have some type of clock. Every hour it makes noise. What are they called? Those are clocks with little
cuckoo clocks,
right? Everybody knows that there's a battery and it's mutter, and you're not doing anything on Shabbos. So this issue of Hashmas Kol is an interesting halacha. The question is exactly how to apply it. Can you set an alarm clock? So on one hand, it's Hashmas Kol. Same time, it's Sarach Mitzvah. You want to get up, you want to go daven, you want to learn. The minhag is, it says over here, it seems like l'chatchila we're machmir, but makom pseidei shlachel. So what's the chachila? And this issue touches on putting your washing machine, you shouldn't do, but putting your dishwasher on a timer. Some people want to put their dishwasher on a timer, and they're supposed to say it's mutter because it'll make it for owning Shabbos. You won't have to spend time washing your dishes. And other people were very concerned. Ramosha was very concerned about this. He didn't like timers b'chlal. Certainly things that make noise. I think everybody today puts their air conditioner on a timer. I don't know anybody who's mocking. It's a pretty big chumrah to not have air conditioner on Shabbos, unless you run the whole thing. The emphasis is that even if you turn it on before, it'll be a problem, right?
We'll leave the air conditioner on?
Even learning it on, because the whole issue here, we're talking about things to do before Shabbos. Uh-huh. So chitim tachar rechayim. So yesh osim rechayim, right? And the Hachin Og L'Kathchila, that Rama says. So, according to Ramosha, you shouldn't put your air conditioner on. I don't think anybody's knowing that way. I think air conditioner is such a basic need. It's like lights.
But again, just to review, what's the problem with the Hashmas Kol?
It takes away from Kavod Shabbos. So you have to weigh. Okay, it takes away from Kavod Shabbos, but you're enjoying the cool air. It's better to schwitz and to be uncomfortable all of Shabbos and to not have the noise. People don't even notice the noise at a certain point. It's like it becomes like background noise. What about
some people need a fan or an air conditioner to sleep.
Fall asleep, they need the background noise. Yeah. So, alarm, I think I was the minigas we make it with an alarm. I think some people say that it should be such a way that it shouldn't be, you shouldn't hear it outside. I don't think you should hear it outside anyway. And if you hear it outside, everybody's going to know they set an alarm before Shabbos. It's not like people are going to be chosheid. It's hard to know what's going on here. Is it a chshad if you think you did something, or more a question of still a covered Shabbos? So still a covered Shabbos is Tzorach Mitzvah, so it's hard to say it's still a covered Shabbos. There's in here near Israel, in the Haredi world, they don't want to use the chashmal, because once upon a time there were Jews involved in the making the chashmal. Today, my understanding is that they're very few, most it's almost totally automated, and they're also goyim. That's I think they tried to do that. I don't know if they succeed, but there's a heter that anyway the chashmal is needed for people who are on respirators. So even if a chilul Shabbos is going on, there is a svar lahakel. Chazanish was very against it. You shouldn't use the chashmal. So you use a generator. Problem is, the generator makes noise. So what do you get stuck over here? So the Chazanish, they said that it's covered Shabbos to hear the generator, that we don't want to be benefit from the chilul Shabbos. But okay, the generators have other problems, that they're dangerous. They're not always hooked up properly, and it's a sakana issue. A couple of years ago, the government wanted to get rid of generators. They said, "Well, do everything you want. We'll keep Mahadran, only Goyim." So I don't know if it actually happened, but that's what I was told that a couple of years
people
ago.
People just like deriding them, they just install them on their own. And
yeah, and they don't always check them, and them. You can explode, right? There are generators in hospitals, because if there's a power outage, you don't want everybody on the respirator to die. So the hospitals have them, but it's masudr. There's like a certain amount of bakara that they have a person who comes to check. So you can check an elevator, you should check the generator. You have to have people, to make sure it's done properly. So the state wanted to phase out generators, and I don't know if they were successful. But that issue came up.
Draw the Venn diagram of people who want generators and people who want to cooperate with the state.
Right, okay. Is that it? Lo yetsay adam erev Shabbos samach chashicha v'machato v'yada v'lo called muso shama yishkach v'yotzei. So if you live in a place without an erev, so you can't carry things erev Shabbos. Again, not in your hands. In your hands, you're going to notice, but you put something in your baguette. The tailor puts the pin that he uses to sew the machat. Puts in his clothes. He's going to forget. So it says, sorry, v'machato v'yado. One second. Sorry, the Mishra axis is the opposite. Mutu latis sovel chashev machat tchuv bigdo. That would only be, it wouldn't be derech chotza.
If the needle was stuck in his clothes.
Yeah, if it was not the derech. Okay, again, it's not so relevant because we don't have most of us to live in a place with an Erev, but fundamentally there's a problem of going out samach chashecha with something you might forget. Shemech yishka kiyotze, something you're going to forget. Well, Mutu latis with tefillin samach chashecha. Tefillin, you have to have some kind of hesachadas from your tefillin, so you're not gonna forget about your tefillin. One second. Right, the Maisa today, since we assume many assume that there's no Shus Aram Daraisa today, so it's always Rabbanim. So that's why people aren't makbid on this, because even if you live in a place without an Erev, if we assume that there's no Shus Aram Daraisa, so everything's Rabbanim, so if we're not worried, you're gonna forget. Okay, the Seder. Zion, Chavar says, mitzvah l'shamish adam v'chelav erev Shabbos samach l'ashecha. It's a mitzvah to check your pockets. Shelo yiyeh behem davar sh'asol l'atzei spol b'shavis. So the Lashon in Chazal said it's a chiyuv. Here it says it's a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a chiyuv? The Mishmur says that it's not just a question of carrying. So even if you have a place with the Erev, maybe you have muksa, maybe you have some money in your pockets. So it seems like there's an inyan to check your pockets Erev Shabbos to see they don't have any muksa in them. Not everybody's makbid on this. It could be that we assume it's just a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. The Chaver says mitzvah, it's not actually a chiyuv.
They make a big deal about this always when it was Yom Tov going into Shabbos.
Right.
So I mean,
because on Yom Tov people carry, and on Shabbos they don't. I mean, one of the limits
also the same thing, every chol during the Shabbos.
Right, no, the difference is that on Yom Tov you're wearing Yom Tov clothes. So you're going to keep wearing the clothing, you have something in your pocket. If you put on your Shabbos, if you live in place with an Erev, so, or even with an Erev, some people never put things in their pockets on Shabbos. You never put things in your pockets on Shabbos, so you don't need to check. But if you drive to Shul on Erev Shabbos and you have your keys in your pocket and your license in your other pocket, and then of course you should check. Meaning, if you're a person who always walks to Shul, so then Mimela, your Shabbos clothes are Shabbos. So maybe Chol HaMoed, you're on Friday Chol HaMoed, you're wearing Yom Tov clothes at Chol HaMoed, so you know Geir, Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov to Shabbos. Generally, people aren't so makbid. The Vilna Gaon thought that you shouldn't put anything in your pockets on Shabbos because you might have to carry. The minhag of Olam is to put things in our pockets. We have an Erev, so we just should be careful you don't have muksa. If you're the type of person who might have muksa in your pockets, if you never put muksa, you always walk the shul, so you never have muksa in your pockets because you have a Shabbos suit and you only wear your Shabbos suit on Shabbos. But if you also wear your Shabbos suit on Mosei Shabbos and you might have money in it, so you should check it Erev Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, if you, let's say, have an Erev, but you're going to go take a teal outside the Erev. So it makes sense. You should check before you leave the Erev that you don't have any mukhs, anything in your pocket as you leave the Erev. The Seder.